Will either side be disappointed they've only got a point from that, or was the point fair?
I think it was fair in the end, but I'm disappointed that we didn't play to the best of our abilities in the first half. We came out and gave it a really good go second half, but I found the lads were a little bit off it in the first half, and we didn't really perform to the best of our abilities.
Obviously, you're a bit slow out of the blocks, and Rochdale had a good opportunity to go 2-0 up. Were you pleased to only be one down at half time?
Yeah. When we went in, obviously, it was a good save by Darrell Flahaven, and they piled on the pressure, to be fair. And it was a game where really, I think, in the end, it was probably a fair result. But I felt that I've said to the lads, I'm disappointed because I think we're a better side than we showed today.
Obviously, you were forced into changing things slightly when Michael Symes had to come on for Stephen Gregory in the first half. Did that upset your balance and the way you wanted to play?
No, I was going to go 4-4-2 anyway. Gregory's just feeling his groin a little bit and his adductor. So it just forced me to make the move 3 or 4 minutes earlier.
And I saw you turn away in disappointment when the goalkeeper was only shown a yellow card. Did you feel that should have been a red?
Yeah, I did, to be honest, but it's it's hard to tame your emotions out there, really. And it's at the end of the day, the ref was closer than me, I suppose. I haven't seen it back yet, but it's a goal scoring opportunity. So, but it's one of them things. Like I said, he's a man in the middle, and he's got to make them decisions.
And Michael Symes, having only just come back into the team, he had some belief in him to snatch the ball off Harry Arter for the penalty.
Yeah, he did, and it's a good job it went in. he's got a lot of belief in himself, Symes, and he's been fantastic in training in the last couple of weeks, and he showed out there today, how hungry he is to do well and how much he wants it. So, I was pleased for him to get on the score sheet.
You told me in the run-up to this game that you've got a few nice problems at the moment in terms of players competing for places and things. Mm. Are you getting close to working out who is best where, which is the best way to play these players in which positions?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I never really got all of them fit at this minute in time. So it's a little bit of a juggling act with the lads that are fit. But the shape today was we wanted to play Harry off of Wes Thomas. And caused them a few problems, but we didn't really play how I wanted us to in the first half. Not enough anyway, and we didn't cause them enough problems. But I thought the second half we gave it a really good go, and it's a game of two halves. I said to our lads, we need to perform consistently over 90 minutes.
Do fans still need to be slightly patient with the team while they do gel together?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've seen in glimpses what we're capable of, and. That's the secret to success, is the lads being consistent for 90 minutes. And if we can get that into our game, then we'll have a real chance of doing quite well.
Obviously, in the league, you've stopped the rot here and you've got a point on the board. Is that a big confidence to you to get something from a game at least?
Yeah, it does. It's another game where, you're unbeaten, and it's something to build on, the second half performance anyway. So we'll look at it. The lads will watch the DVD with analysis guys, and we'll go through the positives and the negatives from the game.
Obviously, a team never wants to not play at home in front of your own fans, but three of your next four, I think, are away from home, albeit some of them are tough places to go. You have shown some encouraging signs away from home.
Yeah, we have, yeah. No, it's, there's been a bit made of it. Do we want to play at home? Of course we do. This is, this is our home, and this is where we get all our fans to come and watch us, and we want to perform. We want to win games. And it's up to us to put on a display and to put in a shift to get results.
Just finally, a couple of little injury things. Obviously, you mentioned Stephen Gregory's groin. Sean Cooper obviously fell awkwardly on his, it looked like his knee. What's the situation with him?
Yeah, he just opened his medial up a little bit in his knee. Just opened his foot in the outwards direction and just felt a little tweak in his knee. So, it's just to add a side of caution there with him, really. And hopefully they'll both be fit for Saturday.
And Michael Symes, obviously, although he didn't want to, I suppose, decent to get an hour under his belt today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's part of his progression. Obviously, now is he needs game time. He was going to play in the reserves on Tuesday, but he won't feature now. I haven't got his workout today.